Area is
Rob is also excused.
We are we compliance with open meeting law, Courtney?
Yes, it was sent to the county clerk, posted on the website, and sent to the radio and newspaper.
Okay, let's move along to item three, the approval of the agenda. Are there any questions on the agenda? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Motion made by Kathy, there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign, motion is carried. Okay, the approval of the minutes. You've had time to look over the minutes. Are there any questions or additions on the minutes? Do I hear a motion to approve? By Vicki, a second?
I'll second.
Second by Diane. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign, motion is carried. Okay, the public comments on the advocacy and the ADRC virtual work.
I was going to put something out and I didn't on the advocacy, but I think most of you know that the prescription drug bill was passed, so that will, I mean, doesn't happen immediately, but that was good news for people on Medicare. So I was going to put something out, I didn't. So ADRC regional board, Vicki, are you on that too? No, Diane, sorry. Confusing who's on what.
We're meeting tomorrow. And then I have to jiggle around some of the dates for October, November, and December. That will be decided.
Okay.
There wasn't too much else on the agenda for tomorrow.
Are there any more comments on that?
I don't think so.
All right, we'll move along to item six, the budget.
Okay. We are back with the budget because the cost allocation plan came in and was fairly significantly higher. So I'm passing out two sheets of paper. I didn't print off the entire budget because I didn't really want to kill any more trees than we had to here. So you have one budget says approved in August 2022. That's the one that you guys approved then, and then revised with the cost allocation plan updated. But there was a couple other things I moved around in there too. So we have indirect costs charged to our grant or charged to our department. And so those, we had them budgeted, I think, actually I had it kind of low. I think I only had it budgeted. Well, between rent and cost allocation, I think I had it budgeted probably correctly at 225. That's what it was last year, but it actually went up to 326.50. So it's $326,050, which was an increase of $143,384. We do have some utilities that are direct bill to us. So I did some shifting around a little bit. So the total increase in the budget is actually $134,162. However, this is pretty much a pass-through anymore. The cost allocation goes back a few years. When I came on board, we did not have indirect costs being charged to the grant, so I'm responsible for this mess. But what was happening, because we're regional and ADRC is one of the few programs for us that is cost reimbursed, so you get future, you know, if you have expenses, you can get them back. And since we're part of a region, what I thought was happening, well, what was happening was other counties were charging AMSO indirect costs, whatever you want to call them, to the grants. We were not at the time, and so if money was left on the table, we weren't quite getting our share of the pie, I didn't think. So I talked with Nancy Scott, who was the former finance director at the time, and she said, yeah, with some other programs that do that, they do a cost allocation, and then we could recoup some of that. So that has worked for us for, I don't know, several years. I don't remember how many years this goes back. I've been here 9 and a half, so it probably goes back 5, maybe at least 5.
Right around when I started.
Yeah. What's happened since that time is obviously the indirect costs have gone up because we've got a brand new spanking building here that includes building depreciation and all of that. So they've gone up significantly since we've been here. At the same time, so have our costs for ADRC. And at the same time, our budget, our funding has remained flat. So at this point, there probably isn't any available money. So when we do this, this is really just, we budget in the budget as I'll take the 300, well, what I have in cost allocation right now is 314,944. And then that will also be reflected at the top as county central services. So I expect it to really be a wash unless for some reason we would get a additional funding for ADRC, which I don't know where that would come from, but I think it'll probably be a wash. So it's really probably not going to do anything to us. So my other things, I made a couple other adjustments. So we've got the utilities in at 11106 because we're direct billed for those. Our share of the utilities is 7.35%. The other share of utilities, I have that written down somewhere. Social services has 16.73%. Emergency management has 5%. And the sheriff's department has 70.92% of the utilities. ADRC, social services, and emergency management, we're direct billed. I know we still are. I don't know about the other departments. Couple other things. I moved the building rent from congregate, home delivered, and family caregiver to service management because service management can take on those admin costs. I did that for two reasons. Congregate and home delivered already has rent, building rent in there for the meal sites. And it just drives Courtney and I insane when we're trying to determine what's building rent for meal sites and what's also thrown in there for. So I just moved them because it will just be much easier for us. And it really doesn't matter. They're still being taken out. I also moved the family caregiver rent and insurance to service management because Guar's gotten all funny on family caregiver and doesn't want any indirect costs or anything charged, and I'm not sure they're clear on it yet, but anyway, I just moved them to, again, to make our life a little bit easier, so they're still in there, they're just under service management, which is allowed under service management. So the total increase then would be 134,162. Does that make sense?
I got a question on the building rent. How does, I always don't quite understand that. Does the county purchased, built the building and the land, and does the ADRC actually pay amount of rent to the county, or how does that work?
It's a good question. So no, yes, no. So we're paying a portion of the utilities. When we first came over here, we paid, when we were at the old building, I'll tell you what I know and then Bob can add to it. When we were at the old building, we paid $20,200 Manor for that old building, which I think was not a deal, but that was us. We also got their custodial. So they provided us custodial. So we got that. When we came here, it wasn't quite clear how we were going to do that. So we figured we'd have that money aside. However, Nancy had told me, well, you'll probably come out better because the utilities should be cheaper over there. That seems to have been the case. However, there was confusion last year in 2020. I was still charging building rent. I'm not sure that everybody was. So The way it looks, or it has been lately, is we're charged the 7.35% for the utilities. We are, emergency management is, I believe, and social services is. I'll tell you my sticking point on that is those are reflected in my budget, but 70% of those utilities are assigned to the sheriff, and it doesn't show up in the sheriff's budget. So it shows up in facility management budget. I believe. Am I correct? So.
Doesn't matter.
It does to me, because when board members look at a budget, they look at the bottom line. And I think, first of all, with cost allocation, I've always been one that you should know the true cost of your program. So that is one thing that cost allocation does, is it does give you a truer cost of what it costs. But not everybody in the county is on the cost allocation plan. So it's very, so if you look at my budget, it looks like it's, you know, it's pretty inflated, because there's $326,000 in it of cost allocation. And if you don't look at that revenue line and see that that's a wash, you're going to think, wow, that's kind of expensive. But you don't see that in other budgets that also would have that if it was,
yeah,
it was charged. So.
Does social services, and do they pay a portion then of rent also?
Yeah, it's all calculated.
Calculated.
Just doesn't show up in some places.
It's not really, I don't think it's really rent anymore. It's utility.
Okay.
What we're getting charged.
All right.
So.
Okay.
We're not charged a so-called rent anymore.
But that's the indirect cost. It's the cost of operation.
The rent is in the indirect. Yeah. I'm just saying, we're not like the $20,000 that we paid to Orchard Manor. Yeah. Now it's just based, we get charged on monthly. So, so I anticipated that would be about $11,106. That's unless it rises, but that's been going up a little bit the last few years, but that's what I expect.
It'll all get clearer in the new system. That's our hope, because we'll standardize everybody's bookkeeping practices.
Okay, do we need a motion, I think, on the budget? So
yes.
I'll entertain a motion to sign a motion for the maybe the 2023 budget. I'll hear a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion made by Vicki, second by Kathy. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Okay.
Opposed, same sign, motion is carried.
Can I just ask a question? And I know this is probably a stupid question, but it doesn't say anything in here about the 23 budget. It says 22 adopted. So I'm guessing that's the budget you're working on.
Yeah, I apologize. I don't know why that is off, but it is the right. It's the, for whatever reason, the numbers on there are wrong, but the budget is correct. The years are wrong. I don't know why they're pulling like that. This is actually a chart at the end, and it's pulling the column ones, but that's not what that shows. So I apologize. I should have crossed that off. Thank you for asking that.
So this 2022 adopted on the revised sheet is actually
it's 23.
2023
yes.
Proposed.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, don't ignore those headings. Those are not correct.
Okay.
I know, I apologize, because I did notice that yesterday too and was going to take those off of there. And
then does that change the 2021 and 2020? Is that those on the revised one? Are those dates?
Should be 2021 and 22, I think.
Okay.
I just won't even look at those column headings at all. So they really don't have anything to do with the actual revenues are here, the expenses are here. So
thank you.
And then this would be the difference what's charged to the county. So sorry about that. I could have probably cut that off a little better than I did. I didn't actually realize it would pull, because I only did that, but it pulled on. That's not a set point. Very well. Okay. Any other questions on that? Okay.
Okay, let's move on to item 7, Elderfest.
All right. Elderfest is coming up. 28 will be getting the word out real quickly. It's starting to go out. We're down for vendors right now. Did you look this morning how many we had?
Yesterday was 24.
Okay. So we typically had close to 40 vendors, but we did anticipate there's still going to be vendors not coming out this year. So we're sitting at 24 right now. We'll see. We've got a few holdouts that I think will still be there, but we're doing kind of a follow-up to some of them to see if they're going to be there. But I did expect that maybe we would have a little less than normal. As I said before, we're going to have some music. Health department will be there doing a COVID vaccine and other vaccines and boosters clinic. Sheriff's going to be there doing some drug kickback. We'll have dementia specialists will be there, of course, we'll be there. It should be great. So I think I will have Courtney just do a sign-up sheet or indicate who is still interested in volunteering that day for us. And then we'll, as we do the volunteer schedule, we'll get you on the schedule. So if anybody is interested, let Courtney know. We could use your help always. So we'll go from there. Anything else you want? We started hitting the newspapers. It's out. We just got it in the News and Views. If you've got some places that you think you want to post it, certainly take some with. We do a full page ad in the News and Views, which is our newsletter. We do a full page ad in the Shopper. We also run some radio ads, and we do some Morris newspaper ads, which go up to all the hometown papers. So we've got pretty... got it covered pretty well there.
Does it go to the senior centers, did you say?
I was going to say, it's going to go to the meal sites the end of this week, early next week.
Yes.
The posters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it'll get posted. And that includes the box of our own pot bill.
Yeah, so I can take that out of the pot bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll have it as well. So, yeah, it's, we're rolling along.
I'm excited to do it in person this year.
Yeah, it just seems weird. It's been a long time since, it just feels like it's been a really long time since we've done it. So yeah, we're excited to do it. And hopefully we'll still have a good turnout. We had great turnouts for the drive-through. Right. So Iowa County is doing their drive-through event September 30th. So hopefully they'll have a good event too. But we were just, with everything the way it was, we were all concerned about our numbers if we did another drive-through. So hopefully people will be happy to be back in person, and the COVID boosters will be available. And good time to get their flu, pneumonia, and tetanus shots if they haven't already. So should work out well. So.
Well, let's move to item the billing. Campus update.
Just to give you a little bit of an update on that, we did meet, department heads did meet on that to talk about security. I think social services does have a plan. I think the office is open right now though, right? So their door is open.
Mm-hmm.
They did put some mirrored film, or I don't really know what it was, but in their doorway that leads to their main hall where the kind of the employees only entrances, or they bring consumers back. So that's mirrored off. I believe they are going to put in some secure glass at their reception as well. They've already moved the cameras. You already did that, so they can see the front door. So I think the decision, did it open up last week or this week?
Last week.
So they've got their front door open. So we at ADRC are happy to hear that, because it'll make our life a little easier as well. But I do think they're still getting maybe some secure glass. I don't think it's bulletproof, right?
Bulletproof.
Is that based on admin committee approving that, or is that based on, or they just, okay. Doesn't really affect us at this point. As long as their door is open, that was my main concern. Was having that door still shut. Vehicle storage shed is inching it's inching its way towards completion, and I do mean inching. It seems like I haven't been out there this week, so
the electrician's there today.
Busy. So they've got, it was kind of projected it would be done by October 1st, and I think it'll be October 1st, but But it's getting there. It looks nice. So you can drive around back there and look at it. Why I have my phone on. If you'd like, but we're happy to get that going before winter, because every forecast I've seen for winter sounds like it's not going to be very nice. So it will be nice to have our vehicles inside. So that will be really, really nice. So we're happy about that.
Okay. All right, let's move along to item 9, the nutrition program.
It's time of year, baby.
So we've been talking about this a little bit, and I think we kind of touched on it last month. There's some things in the nutrition program we just don't have actual policies for yet, so we want to get everything in writing and make sure that we're following our regulations from the state and everything. So this is kind of what this is. We've always kind of followed it, but again, we're just putting it in writing and making sure we have it approved. It's a staff and volunteer meal policy. So if our congregate meals eligibility is if you're over the age of 60, you can come in and have a meal at the suggested donation price. That is also open to staff and volunteers if they're over the age of 60. They just have to be given the opportunity to donate that suggested donation. There is also the bottom paragraph, staff and volunteers under 60. The state gives you leniency. You can, individual programs can decide if they want to let them have it at the suggested donation. So we thought we could do that. We could let them have it at the suggested donation, but again, they need to be given the opportunity to donate. And then it also must be consumed or eating at the congregate site. So during COVID, we had kind of had some flexibility and we weren't open for dining, so volunteers could take the meal home. But we want to get back into the regular, process of things. And if they want a meal, they are welcome to the suggested donation. They just need to eat it at the congregate site. That pretty much covered it.
And the real reason for doing it is the way it's funded and the way they look at it. So carryouts are still funded under home delivered. Carryouts are also not, they've only been sanctioned really for the pandemic. They were not sanctioned prior to that. Although in extreme cases, we could do carryouts if somebody wasn't on a route, we could do a carryout. But they have not, Sarah doesn't like it. Sarah, the state is who kind of determines that. And for whatever reason, there's still a push from, I think, directors around the state to get carryouts to be more legit, but they're coming out of home delivered. And as we've said before, our congregate funds are where we get all the grant funding. So we get about $180,000 in grant funding, more or less, from congregate. We get about $38,000 for home delivered. So we need to get more meals out of home delivered and back into congregate, because not only that is where our funding is, but that is where the state would like us to go with. They really want that program to be a socialization experience as well. So hence solidifying that a little bit more. So.
The group that, was from Potosi, how is that program going? They want to start that program.
Yeah, they're still going. I would say, depending on the day of the week, I don't think they're up to 10. I would say 6 to 8 meals a day, some of them are only 3 days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So that's kind of where the variation is. But yeah, they're still going.
They're well satisfied with it. That's good. Okay.
We do need we would like approval on
it. Okay. All right. We need a motion on item 9 of the nutrition program. Okay, a motion is made by Kathy. Do I hear a second?
Awesome.
Second by Diane. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carried. Okay. Opposed. You've had a chance to look over them. Are there any questions or additions or corrections you'd like to explain or point it out? I'll entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by Vicki, a second.
I'll second.
Second by Kathy. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Both same sign, motion is carried. All right, our financial report.
Okay. Review it. We look to be pretty well on track. This is through August, which would put us at about 66% of the year in the grant or the grants. So if you look through, we're pretty close on most of them. If you look at nutrition as a whole, don't look at congregate. I mean, every year I keep thinking, you know, we're going to see more congregate, less nutrition or less home delivered, but let's face it, that just seems to go on forever. So I don't really see anything that's too off. Benefit specialists, maybe, but that's, again, we're gonna have some different numbers. What I'm a little leery about, so I think our expenses are fine. What I'm a little leery about is our revenue, because we have no idea what the impact of the three staff is going to be on our time reporting. And we time report in order to get Medicaid reimbursement, which pays for about half of our expenses. So the good news is staff did fabulous time reporting January through August. So hopefully that's going to help with the lower time reporting that we'll see September through the end of November for the most part. So I'm hoping that does not affect us seriously, because there's really no way to know that. When I talked with Danica, she thought we would be okay, but thinking it and knowing it are two different things. So I'm hoping that the ADRC will come in okay on that. So I don't know that we've ever had a time where we had that many off, and they're all time reporters. So that makes it a little a little more nerve-wracking for me. But other than that, I think we're okay. Unless somebody's got a question or sees something that looks off, let me know.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the financial report? I'll make a motion to approve it. Second by Kathy. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign, motion is carried. Okay, we move on to the ADR grant committee's directed report and the
okay. So we obviously have been working on Elder Fest pretty hard, working on the budget some more. We did the last couple weeks or weeks ago, I don't remember, all the dates put together if you want to. We've been really, really busy. Staff are doing a wonderful job, but they are insanely busy, and I worry about them getting overwhelmed, because literally the first week after Labor Day, I felt like everybody in the county needed long-term care services on Tuesday. So staff are feeling the pinch, I think, with having staff gone, but we're trying to handle it as best we can. We have sent letters out to all of our EBS consumers from past years, as well as our D prescription plans, in order to give them a heads up that we will not be doing Part D prescription plans this fall, something we have never not done, but we just don't have the capacity. So we did send it to be proactive. We sent them out letters letting them know that, and gave them all the numbers and resources that they can call to do that, and giving them tips on how to do that and to do it early. So I'm not sure that's gonna make some people still very happy, but it literally is the best that we can do on that. It doesn't really make us happy to do it either, but trying to be proactive. We've been working with auditors. I haven't heard back, so I think everything they got was okay. Building security, we had to work on a meal cost tool for the nutrition program, which is a horrible tool that we have to do every year in the fall. I usually put more pressure, and Courtney has to do part of it, and this year we actually got Amanda to do part of it because it was just, it's just a struggle to get the numbers out. And Amanda was kind enough to run it for us too. And she thought it was brutal as well. So that kind of made me feel better. So yeah. And then we did meet with Gene Lynch from GWAR to discuss the possibility of restaurant vouchers. Cause we have that on our aging plan as well to kind of look like that. Surprisingly enough, Gene led with the fact that, do we have a full-time nutrition director in place? And she knows we don't. And said she thought it would be unlikely to be approved anytime soon if without a full-time nutrition director. I didn't really see that one coming, did you?
No.
I have not ever heard it tied to that. So that was a little interesting. But we're going to continue to do some research on that and see what we can come up with. Because, I don't know, GWAR changes their mind sometimes. So they say things and then they change their mind. So some of you have noticed the cat up here. So I will show you. We will have the cat. We will have. I was hoping that. I was hoping it would do something. So the regional office, I actually didn't know these were coming. I don't know. Must have been sleeping at a manager's meeting. I'm not sure. They had money in their dementia care grant. And Greene County has had a few of these. They bought some a few years back.
Okay, reach you down because you creeped me out a little bit.
So anyway, they got some money in the dementia grant. So they've ordered us a few cats, quite a few actually. And I think one or two dogs. So this is the cat. And we'll have him on display at Elderfest as well. And these are to be, we'll have to determine how we're going to get them out to people. I'm talking about a cat person.
Yeah. Oh,
it's better from back there because
then you don't see that
I jumped. So, there's a lot of research that these are really helpful, and they shed just like a real one. All over the place. They shed. Okay, you can just do your thing now. I don't know. I think the dog would I'd like. This one kind of gets me.
There you go.
Well,
I need one of those.
Christmas
presents. They have been shown to be really helpful with people with dementia and things like that, and also with people who may have some cognitive delays and things like that. We actually had a board member buy one a couple years ago as well. You can also, it can be muted as well, so which would be a perfect animal then. So we will be loaning these. I don't know if they're, I can't imagine loaning them out and bringing them back because I don't know how we'd ever clean it. I think this is not a true cat because it doesn't clean itself. So, but anyway, we'll have them display at Elderfest and we will be getting them out to people. We'll have to probably come up with some criteria for that. Like I said, I'm not quite sure. I really don't remember hearing that we were getting this, and then all of a sudden David is like, I'm bringing you the animals, and I'm like, oh, okay. So we have several, so I thought I would show it to you.
Yeah, I don't remember talking about that at the meeting either. I missed that if it was.
I'm like, okay. So they want us to have one on display at the office, but it's gonna have to be away from me. I can't.
Yeah.
I wish it would lay down because earlier it actually laid down. So it's interesting. So we'll be getting those out after I'll probably talk to Greene County and see what kind of little assessment they did to determine if somebody is, you know, eligible for one.
What kind of price are they going to have on you? You know what?
They will be loaned to people, so there will not be a price attached to them. If from what I gather, anyway. I do not believe that when Greene County has done it, there has been a cost attached to them. So I don't know.
Is there research out that shows that this is helpful, Lori?
Yes, that is.
This might freak some of these confused people.
Well, I just said, I just told Vicki and Gordy before the meeting, I said, okay, I'm going to have it written down somewhere in my information that I do not want one of those cats. It does freak me out.
I had an aunt who was in a memory care unit. They had a live cat there. And that cat just wandered around, and it was so good for the residents because they each one said, "That's my cat walking around," you know. But it's amazing, and
yes,
all the therapy dogs. I mean, I did dog training with my dogs out to what was Parkview.
And we just got these, so I will actually provide some information because we'll need to look it up for Elder Fest, and so I'll look up the research on it. But I do know, I think for some people, they think it just helps alleviate,
animals. Dementia will hold dolls.
Right.
So
as long as they don't start talking about pythons, have you heard about that?
No.
There is a student at the Plotin Middle School that has a therapy python. And he goes to school, it's wrapped around his arm.
Oh.
And it's like,
I couldn't imagine.
It would be fatal to me because I do not like snakes at all. And I couldn't even be in a room with one. So, but a cat and dog are, but a python.
Oh,
yeah.
I never heard of that.
That's, no.
Would you leave it alone?
Yeah.
Fascinates me out a little bit.
Freaks me out a little bit.
That's even getting us some therapy. My head was turning though. I think if I had a black one for Halloween, that would be.
It's breaking great,
yeah.
Lori, I just have one quick question about Elderfest.
Yes.
Is there? I'm assuming you'd had information there for the Part D.
Yes.
In case somebody asks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, so we've got a database of who we sent letters to as well. And then anybody that calls in or would say anything at Elderfest, we'll take their name and give them the packet. So people that have called in that are like maybe new this year and normally would think, God, I'll call the ADRC, are getting that packet too. We're sending that out. So, and it's got the Medicare hotline, the Medigap hotline, all of those people do have professionals over the phone that can run those plans as well. So, and some other resources too. So, we're also kind of trying to watch for anybody that might have a serious issue. So if we come across something that, I mean, it's hard to tell you what that might be, but we can usually kind of tell over the phone if somebody's got more serious issues that will need EBS help. And then we'll make a referral to one of the other counties. We actually already have done that. But we're trying to limit that because Part D season is horrendously busy for EBSs. And we are very underfunded for EBSs. Each county only has one. And for those of you that don't know, it's a very specialized position. It works under the guidance of an actual attorney. So they're all assigned attorneys. So it's very specialized. The training is very specialized. And people don't understand that because they're like, well, you know, are you going to do it then?
Yeah.
Well, we could run the plans, but that's as far as we could go. And we actually thought about running the plans this year. But with COVID still in the mix, and we could tell people we were going to run plans and then run into even more of a problem if COVID went through or something like that. So we just felt it was better to just provide the resources. So again, not loving doing that, but it is what it is. We've got to be able to do that. You know, we've got to be able to serve people as well. And if you look at the numbers, is our information and assistance? If you look at the numbers, June and July, in June, we almost hit 700 contacts. We still had staff then. In July, we're still at 616. I haven't seen August yet, but the end of August is when we had our first staff go. So when you're looking at those kind of numbers, and we are down to two INA trying to do that, and no EBS and DBS, so they are also picking up those calls as well. It's a lot to ask of staff. It really is. We're just trying to do the best we can and have them schedule out farther if they need to. I'm bringing food to see if we bribe them into thinking that everything is okay. We did a little staff appreciation day last week to give them the illusion that things are good. And they're not really that busy, but they really, really are. Nicole, our supervisor, is picking up a lot of the calls as well. So, and we're all just kind of, everybody's helping everybody. So, but luckily they're a good staff to do that. They do pick that up. So any questions on the program reports?
I guess we don't need a motion on that, do we?
Nope, we do not. Happy to see, if you look, our bus numbers have almost doubled from April to August. So that's good news too. We're getting a few more people riding the bus. We've got some regulars riding again. So I think that's really good news to have the bus up and going.
She's got orchard trips planned.
Yes. Yes, that's always a wonderful field trip for a lot of our people to get to the orchards. So I think she's got two or three.
Yeah, I think it's three.
And then we'll do a light trip this winter as well. So she did a greenhouse trip and then the orchard trip. So we'll try to do some more specialty ones on that and go from there.
Okay,
That's all I have.
I guess there's one thing that I'd like to insinuate in our minutes is for the benefit of Diane, Kathy, and Vicki, of the $100,000 gift that the X-Signs have given the ADRC, and I know we would be violating the open meetings law to talk about this, but could that be brought up at our next meeting? What progress has been done on that?
Oh, the one I talked about earlier. So yeah. We haven't applied for anything yet.
Okay.
You scared me. I'm like, did they give us $100,000? So I have been in contact with Joe because we were having some difficulty getting vehicles. We were not able to order earlier. So I told him I probably won't apply for anything until we've got the ability to the vehicles in, because there's just no sense in getting money and then letting it sit here and we don't have it. So I have been in contact with him about that. So when so I'll bring it here for sure when we are ready to apply for that. But but we were approached by X-Time in the spring, I don't even know.
Fall, spring,
sometime during the pandemic. Somebody gave Joe my information and he Joe Eckstein and he actually touched base with me and he had some ideas and then he was actually kind of pleased with what we already had going for transportation. So we are hoping, and that is a hope with the shed and the you know, having those extra vehicles and a place to store them, we're hoping that we can maybe get a couple more vehicles with our grant funds and then get some up and running. What we'd like to do hopefully is maybe provide some taxi-like services, for lack of a better word, in some of the smaller communities that don't have them. Our actual taxi grant has a minimum population attached to it. So that's why we're only in Lancaster and Oscarville, Fenimore. They've never said that, but I think if you include the townships, like we do, we're probably at. So we're trying to give some of those services to maybe somewhere like Cuba City or Cassville or Muscadet, so that people could go get groceries if they needed to, or you know, do some just in-town trips. So it's kind of our and also get special, also maybe get to some special events. I'd really like to get, we don't have a lot of drivers or volunteers on those days, but I'd like to be able to get people to maybe run to the 4th of July or, you know, have the taxi be running for a few hours so that people could go over and have a hamburger or the Platteville Dairy Days or whatever the case may be to get to some of those. Because again, trying to keep people with their local community things is important too. Or a farmer's market. We have talked too about doing like a farmer's market taxi on Saturday mornings on those places that happen. So those are the plans anyway. So okay, thank you, Arno.
All right, I guess we're ready for adjournment. You'll hear motion to approve.
Mm-hmm.
Motion is made by Diane. Do a second. Second by. Okay, Vicki, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, thank you.
Don't meet in October.
I'm thinking that we will not have to meet in October.